The question was, what had become of the one member of that expedition for whom there was still no account? The incredibly dangerous apprentice shapeshifter, Lisa Deal Bowalk, trapped in the form of a black leopard, had been carried onto the plane in a cage, as had the prisoners Long Shadow and Howler. She had vanished during the excitement. Mergen never discovered what had become of her. That he mentioned. I learned the truth, according to Shvetya. Not every trivial detail became entirely clear. Shvetya had trouble focusing that tightly in time. But it seemed that Bowalk's cage had gotten damaged in the panicky rush to escape by brothers of the company unfortunate enough not to be included amongst the captured. Panic, mothers, panic. The great, wicked cat caught the fever. Her violence was sufficient to complete the demolition of her cage. She ripped her way out, injuring herself in the process. She fled on three legs, carrying her left front paw elevated, allowing it to touch stone only when absolutely necessary. She whined horribly when she did. Nevertheless, she covered ground fast. She traveled nearly 30 miles before nightfall, but had chosen a direction at random and apparently did not recognize that she was not headed toward home until it was too late to change her mind. She chose a road and ran. And in the night, one small, clever shadow caught up, just short of the end of that road. It did what untamed shadows always do. It attacked. I found the result difficult to believe. The shadow hurt the panther, but did not kill her. She fought it and won, and stumbled onward. And before a more powerful shadow could overtake and finish her, she staggered through a derelict shadow gate and became invisible to Shvetya. Which meant that she was last seen alive entering a world neither our own nor the land of unknown shadows. I hoped that that crippled gate had finished her, or that it had injured her beyond recovery, because she was possessed of a hatred as dark as that which impelled the shadows. But hers was a hatred much more narrowly directed, and the company was its object. The fragment of sleepy self, never entirely subsumed into the Shvetya overview, wondered what the captain would think when he learned that Bowalk had reached Katavar by accident, when it was supposed to be impossible for the company to get there by intent. The sleepy self did not see why this news was important enough for Shvetya to have hijacked my dreams, but significant it must be. Significant, too, must be the Neph, the dreamwalkers that Mergen had named, the Washene, the Washane, and the Washone. I became more Shvetya, pulling away from the point experience of tracking the shape-changer. I became more one with the demon, while the demon became more one with the plane. More purely a manifestation of the will of the great engine. I enjoyed flickers of memories of golden ages of peace, prosperity, and enlightenment that had reached across silent stone to many worlds. I witnessed the passage of 100 conquerors. I saw portions of the most ancient wars now recalled in the Guni and Deceiver religions, and even in my own. For being Shvetya and embracing all times at the same time, I could not help but see that the war in heaven, which was supposed to have occurred